looking for reasons, searching for signs, reaching out with both hands. I gotta feel a kick inside.
It is the High Performance Show. It is Saturday the 15th of August, and it is a lovely day here in sunny Melbourne. My name's Andrew Jobling, and welcome to the show. And the High Performance Show, we are here every week, 1 to 2 on Saturdays, and our goal is to share some insights with the listeners and also with some very special guests to help you get more out of your day, more out of your life, and just really look at the things that you can do to make your life more successful in even just small ways. And we've had Chris with Tool Tips. Thanks, Chris, for that. And today is a very special day. We have got a guest in the studio, and I'm going to, as I do every week, I'm going to give her a fabulous introduction, because she's someone who has achieved a lot in her life, and she certainly is a high achiever. She's certainly a high performer, and her name is Danette O'Brien. Hello, Danette.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm exceptionally well. How are you?
Great. Really excited to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you. Thanks for coming. I know you've given up your Saturday to be here, and it's fabulous to have you in the studio. Now, I'm going to just do a little bit of an introduction here and tell everyone all about you. Danette is the founder of a business called Going My Way, which is a coaching business. Now, she has got a career, international career, and I'm going to talk to you more about that, Danette. I'm really intrigued about your international career spanning 25 plus years, directly supporting CEOs in both corporate and not-for-profit organisations. Impressive.
It makes me sound really old.
Well, you started obviously started when you were 12.
Obviously, yeah.
Now, Now, so you've then obviously you've understand how the demands of what it's like to work pretty full on in high pressure roles.
Definitely, I've had some pretty pressure cooker roles over those 25 years. Some days I've been in a complete flat spin and know what that's like to actually go through that on a continual basis, day by day by day, month after month, year after year, and just feel that you're on a hamster wheel going round and round and round and round.
On the rat race, just on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And so you've done something that a lot of people wish they had done, and a lot of people in their life spend a lot of time on the hamster wheel, as you so beautifully describe it.
Mm-hmm.
But they get stuck in that hamster wheel and they never get themselves out. But you're a corporate escapee. Is that's correct, isn't it? You've got out of the corporate and now you're a coach. You're a life coach. You're mm-hmm. a well-being coach. And you're basically helping other people get the most out of their lives and helping them escape from the rat race.
Well, there's more to life, Andrew, than being on a hamster wheel. There certainly is a lot out there for everyone. And I do deal with people who get stuck. And that's probably one of the main reasons that people do come and see me as a coach. And becoming unstuck is a wonderful thing.
That's good. Well done. So you are a coach. And that's a... like. That's a pretty incredible, I think it's a very worthy profession because everyone needs a coach, everyone needs a mentor, and I certainly have more than one. And I think if you want to get more out of your life, often we get really tied up in our own worlds and we can't see beyond the, what's that saying, I can't see the forest for the trees?
That's right.
We get caught in our own little world and as you said, we get into this tailspin. And it's good to have someone that can give us a bit of a clear picture of where we're heading. Now, Danette's got a diploma in life coaching, which is, and she's done workplace assessment and training and is a Paul Check Holistic Lifestyle Coach Level 1. Now, that's a pretty hard... accreditation to get, isn't it? Like, that's pretty full on.
It's pretty intensive.
And that's very much about well-being, isn't it? Lifestyle well-being.
Yeah, it deals with the foundations of well-being. So in that you're looking at sleep, nutrition, movement, hydration, and also metabolic typing. So all of the foundations that you need for great health.
Wow.
Mm.
Sounds full on to me. Now, Danette, you also have qualifications in the healing modalities of reflexology.
Reflex.
Well, it is weekend, so allow me to stuff up a few words. And I'm an ex-footballer and a personal trainer, so English isn't one of my most specialised subjects. But reflexology, Reiki, Indian head massage.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might have to convince you to give me one of those later on. And metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That's all about change. It's actually a healing modality, which is one of the simplest things that I've ever learned, but totally effective. It works purely on an energetic level and promotes incredibly fast change.
Wow.
In people.
Okay, fantastic.
It was actually through a metamorphosis session that I almost woke up the next day and said, I'm going to be a coach.
Really? Mm-hmm. So you worked with someone who did this technique on you?
Yeah.
And it mm-hmm. gave you clarity as to what you wanted to do with your life?
Mm.
If you're listening out there, I think you better go straight to www.goingmyway.com.au and find out more about metamorphosis because it sounds amazing. Now, Danette, you also do a lot of writing
mm-hmm.
on the topic of work-life balance and health and well-being. And we're going to talk about well-being because that's a special interest of yours, isn't it? Because you
it
have
is.
Had some challenges with your own health. And I think that's going to be something that we will talk about so we won't give too much away
sure.
just yet. And you are currently writing your first book.
I am.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed with anyone that writes a book. And the other thing that I noticed on your website, which was, and we will talk about shortly, is that you donate 10% of your monthly fees to a charity, which is incredible. So
mm-hmm.
fantastic. And again,
thank
I will
you.
Ask you more questions. I'm going to ask you more about that as we get along. So now, Danette, I don't know whether you've listened to my show before, but my goal is, as I said, it's not about blowing your trumpet, although I have blown your trumpet a little bit. And
thank you.
And I will happily do that, but that's not the goal of the show. The goal of the show is to get some information from you because you know a lot of stuff that could help people, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole goal of this show is to help people that are listening.
It sure
okay?
is.
Okay. Now, even if the listeners get take one thing, just one small thing away from what we talk about, then I'm happy with that. And that's really what our goal is. So I'm here to get inside your head, okay?
Could
that's
be scary.
That's what I do. In fact, I say that to everyone. They say the same thing. It could be scary. But so far, I've survived. So I'm going to ask you a question. Are you ready?
I am.
I know you're a bit scared, aren't you? Because I wouldn't let you see these questions before we started. I like to make them tricky. I want to make you squirm. And you see, the good thing is you're on radio, so no one can see your face. They can't see that, you know. You're,
just as well.
You're pooing your pants. That's okay. And I've always said I've got a great head for radio, so that's fantastic. Now, the coach thing, it's... Coaching has got a, you know, there are people out there that say they're a coach, a life coach,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of them that really just have got no idea about being a life coach. I mean, there's life coaching courses, isn't there?
There are.
You can do, and you can be a 20-year-old, and there's no offence to 20-year-olds out there listening, but 20-year-olds don't tend to have an enormous amount of life experience, and I guess in my experience, in my opinion, to be a good life coach, you need to have some life experience. Yeah, would you agree with that?
I definitely would.
Now, you have had a lot of life experience, haven't you? So, what are some of the things that you've done or you've experienced in your life that would qualify you as a very good life, health, well-being coach?
Well, it's interesting. I had quite a I guess a normal childhood and didn't venture into doing anything too out of the norm. And when I hit my early 20s, I thought, there's got to be more to life than this. I grew up in Adelaide and had a pretty quiet existence. So I hopped on a plane to London and off I went, knowing no one at all, and lasted over there for about 6 years.
So how old were you when you did this? This was when you were 7 years old?
That's right.
Wow,
keep taking those years off. No, I would have been about 23, I think.
Yep.
And, landed the other side of the world, knowing no one, had no idea what I was going to do. And had a fantastic time over there and got into all sorts of things. That's where I started my reflexology career.
Yep.
And, it was just that I learned that putting myself out of my comfort zone was a really, really positive thing. And since that time, I continue to do that. It's almost like an addiction of mine. But every time I do that, I learn and I grow. And I just see my life now as a continual journey of new things.
So you say you enjoy getting out of your comfort zone.
I do.
So, like, are you masochistic or... What is the benefit of getting out of your comfort zone?
Getting out of your comfort zone exposes you to new things.
It's scary, though.
It is scary.
So what's the benefit of being scared and then doing something?
You face your fears. And when you face your fears, you usually feel fantastic.
And that's a really... Mm. Okay, everyone listening, this is time to take notes. Do something that... This is the very first week that I started this program, the High Performance Show. We talked about doing something in my top five. I have a top five every week, and we talked about doing something that scares you, you know, regularly. Get out of your comfort zone, do something. Because as you said, that will always push out your comfort zone. It will give you that strength and confidence to go for things that you may normally not go for. So that's fabulous. Okay, Danette, well, listen, we're going to be back with you very shortly because we're going to have some music. We're going to have a little bit of Janet Jackson together again.
There are times when I look above and beyond. There are times when I feel your forget my baby. I'll never forget you. Get you.
This year, Victorian Year 11 students will receive the Street Smart Handbook, a free survival guide to help tackle life's big challenges. The Street Smart Handbook gives teenagers clear, down-to-earth information that helps them make educated and safe choices. The Street Smart Handbook is not afraid to confront issues that teenagers want and need answers to, such as drug abuse, eating disorders, managing money, buying a car, and it's all in the one handbook. Street Smart, an initiative of the Police Citizens Youth Club and Countrywide Media, the official publishers.
Manchester Lane is unique to Melbourne with live music every night of the week. This month, be sure to catch Hannah Ackfield touring with Rachel Brady Thursday the 14th, Yvette Johansson and Band Sunday the 17th, Christian Mitzi and the Sirens Wednesday the 20th, Alana Bruce album launch Thursday the 21st, Ben Riddle Tuesday the 26th, and don't miss The Wonderful Nymphs performing Wednesday the 27th. Manchester Lane, 36 Manchester Lane in the city. Visit manchesterlane.com.au for tickets and more info. Sponsoring Southern FM.
Hi, this is Tamsin Barnett from Australian Beach Volleyball Olympic Team. You're listening to Southern FM. Catch up with all the latest beach volleyball news here.
Well, thank you very much, Tamsin. This is time for my special radio voice. Yeah, I'm coming at you live. It's Saturday, the 15th of August. It is currently 21 minutes past 1 p.m. and it's a beautiful day here in Melbourne. We're coming at you live from Southern FM 88.3 on the FM dial. What do you think about that, Dennett? I've practiced that for 44 years.
I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I can see you're impressed. if only the listeners could see the look on your face, you're thinking he's an idiot.
Never.
No. And we were just talking while that song was on, and Dennett, you said, and you're going to hate me for bringing this up on air, that you sound like a 4-year-old when you audio on voice recording. Is that right?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
So, we'll actually, when we listen back the recording, we'll actually see if you do sound like a 4-year-old. But I would have said probably 6 or 7.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, so, no, yeah. You're certainly... But anyway, we are in the studio with Dennett O'Brien, who is a corporate escapee. She was 25 years in the corporate. What were you doing? What did you do in the corporate? When you were high-flying in the corporate arena internationally?
I worked pretty much assisting CEOs in different types of organisations. I've worked in government, worked for not-for-profits and for big corporates. So I guess taking charge of people's lives and making sure that they ran smoothly while not always looking after mine.
So you were actually the one that ran the company.
I did, but yeah. I didn't get paid for it.
No, don't you hate that? Don't you hate that? You do all the work and someone else gets all the fame and all the fortune.
I really think that PAs are probably one of the most undervalued professions.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. Now, Dennett, due to the amount of stress you placed on yourself, you've had some health challenges, haven't you?
And
one of the things that has given you, fueled your passion for being a well-being coach,
mm-hmm.
are your challenges. Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges you've had and how you've overcome them.
Okay, well, around about 5 years ago, I was working in a very high-pressured corporate environment, and it was in a role that I'd been headhunted into, and I think probably from day one in that organisation, I felt like I was a square peg in a round hole.
That's uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable. It just wasn't the right fit for me, but I worked hard and thought, okay, I'm here. I've got to be loyal to my boss and give everything that I had to the job. And I got very, very sick, ended up in hospital, and got to the stage, I remember being in the bathroom in hospital, feeling like I'd had all of my life force sucked out of me.
Mm.
I felt like an empty shell, and I thought, how did I ever get to this state? And took me a long time to recover from that.
So what was the problem? What was the...
It was actually just a virus.
Oh, okay.
Which had ripped through my intestines.
Oh.
For about 3 months. And I just ignored it and kept on working.
How can you ignore something ripping through your intestines, Danette? How do you just ignore that?
Well, I guess it all comes down to loyalty and running around and looking after other people instead of yourself. Mm.
And that, and again, I think there's a, we can just pause for a minute and just reflect on that, because how many people do you think out there are running around doing stuff for other people and jobs and just totally ignoring their bodies telling them to slow down?
I'd say around 99%.
Yeah.
Maybe 100%.
Well, we all do it. I mean, you know, I do it too. I mean, I'm sure you still do it to a certain extent, but... You know, there comes a point where you just got to, listen to your body, because it will always give you signs, and pain and discomfort is a sign that something's not right. Death is also a sign, but the problem with death is that it doesn't give you a chance to do anything about it. So here's the hint for the day: is don't wait till death is your sign. Sorry. Now, so what did you then do? You know, you had this virus. Your intestines are all over the shop.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Well, I began looking after myself a lot better, but I did stay in that role, and I look back on it now, I think that was really the universe's way of saying, wake up, Danette, what are you doing? Just get out of here. This is not the right fit for you. It didn't fit with my values. I was getting all the warning signs. It was like I was being hit with a sledgehammer, but I still didn't take an awful lot of notice at that time.
Crazy kid.
Yeah, very crazy. And anyway, I did look after myself that year, despite staying in the same environment, and started to get slowly better and better and better. I had my 40th birthday, went and jumped out of a plane, thought I was invincible.
The virus ain't going to get you, that surely will.
No, it was great. And I thought, wow, you know, I've recovered, I feel wonderful. And I did leave that work environment, and about 3 months later, my body just went haywire, totally haywire. What it was supposed to be doing, it wasn't. It was doing things that it shouldn't be doing.
What was it doing, Danny? Come on.
I'm not going to go into all the gory details.
You could share a little bit of gore.
But no, hormones went berserk.
Yeah.
I felt like I'd been drugged in the morning, couldn't get out of bed. Had my first ever signs of depression. Mm. Only mild, but... You know, still enough to make you think, wow, what's going on here? Mm. Slowed down. People that knew me said they saw me slowing down, winding down and getting slower and slower and slower. And I'd been a, you know, pretty active person pursuing lots of things. And that's how I felt, like a spring winding down. And I went, got investigated, and was finally told that I had a disease.
Oh.
Nice.
What sort of disease was that?
It is a autoimmune disease of my thyroid.
Yeah.
Called Hashimoto's disease.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Or Hashi's.
Mm. Hashi's, yeah.
Yeah. And, a lot of people have it. It's amazing how many, particularly women I've spoken to in the last, I was diagnosed 4 years ago, how many people I've met who have it. The danger of it, of course, is you can look after yourself having a disease, but having an autoimmune disease gives you very much the, I guess, the openness to having another one, which is not good.
No, so what is it? It breaks down your immune system, basically, or...
Well, your thyroid is the gland that controls all of your metabolic process, so it really... does have a lot to do with your immune system as well. That functions at a lot lower level than normal. You have weight gain. You can still have depression, achy joints, hormonal problems in general.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's not good.
No.
And you've got that now. Can you ever get rid of that, or is that sort of something you've got to live with?
Well, I'm hoping I will.
Yeah. So you've got this disease, and it doesn't sound like it's a lot of fun. But every time I see you, and we know each other quite well, mm-hmm. because we're going to talk about a workshop that we're running together shortly, but how do you keep yourself so optimistic and happy all the time?
Well, I look at having a disease, I mean, I hate using that word, disease in the body, but I look at that now as a bit of a blessing. Sounds a bit weird saying that, but the way that I view it is now my body, if I push too hard, I get a symptom. So I've got this inbuilt response of knowing when I'm pushing too hard and I
so
have to pull back.
Now you're actually starting to listen to your body.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, okay. So now there's a lot of people out there probably listening that are on a path that potentially could be leading them towards some sort of disorder.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to say disease, but disease, disorder, condition. And there are lots of people that are getting it. So, you know, one of the messages that we want to share to people is how important really spending a little bit of time investing in your health, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So as listeners know, every week I do a top five, so I thought this would be quite topical. This week's top five is Andrew's top five reasons to take your well-being seriously. Why would you be serious about your health? Okay, well, number one, to make the most of every second on this planet, because this ain't no dress rehearsal. We only get one shot at this. So without your well-being, you're not going to really have a really good go at it. And I know a lot of people whose time on this planet is probably not as good as it could have been simply because they didn't take some simple steps to ensure they had. That's number one. Number two is to look great and feel great. And let's face it, we're all vain. Dennett, you are too. I know. I see you looking at yourself in the mirror before. You were checking yourself out, as I do all the time. So we want to look and feel good.
You've got to look good for radio.
Yeah. Well, it's the only place I actually do look good. Number three is to have more vitality so that you can do the things you want to do with the people you want to do them with. And I think that obviously that sort of goes without too much more explanation. Number four is to, now this is an important one, to inspire and influence other people. Now, there are people out there listening with children. I know that. Now, you may not necessarily, they may not necessarily be looking after themselves as well as they could be. But the question I would ask them is, do you want your kids to be healthy? And then the next thing I would say is that, you know, your kids are watching. You know, they're doing what you do. So if you're telling them to do something and you're doing something totally different, they're probably not listening to what you're saying. They're doing what you're doing. So if you want healthy kids, vibrant, full of energy, then my recommendation is if you start doing those things, then you will influence your children. You'll start influencing people that you work with. You'll start influencing your partner, all those things. And that is a very positive thing. And that just shows how powerful we all are in the fact that we can influence other people. Number five reason why you should take your well-being seriously is because without it, what have you, Danette? What have you without your health, really?
A pretty unhappy existence.
Nothing. You can do nothing. You know, you may have goals to be successful in business. You may have goals to have a happy family life. You may have goals to write a book. You may have goals to climb a mountain. Without your health, you can do none of those things. So if I could just make this point loud, strong, and clear, please do what you need to do to take some small steps to take control of your health and put yourself in a position where you will have a life of vitality, happiness, and health. And after the next song, we're going to talk about a workshop that actually Danette and I are doing together because we're very passionate about helping people be healthier. And we're going to talk about that. So if that's something that may be of interest to you, then certainly stay tuned. We also, as you know, every week we have a special competition to win a copy of my book, which is called Eat Chocolate, Drink Alcohol and Be Lean and Healthy. Now, Danette, you've read that, haven't you?
I sure have.
Are you going to say nice stuff about it?
Definitely.
Oh, lucky.
You can pay me later.
Okay, I will. I'll pay you later. Now, I've seen what you've written on your website. I've seen that you think it's a good book, and I didn't even have to pay you, so that's pretty exciting. So, this week to win it, I'm going to ask people to SMS or call in and tell us about a positive change that you have made with your health and how it's positively impacted your life. And we're going to SMS to 0414 973315. That's 0414 973315. Or you can call the studio on 95830533. That's 95830533. Please get on the phone, send us an SMS and tell us about a positive change that you've made with your well-being and how it's positively impacted your life. Here is a bit of Queen with Don't Stop Me Now.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Good time, having a good time.
Shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger defying.
course. I am a satellite, I'm out of control. I'm a sex machine ready to reload. Like an atom bomb, a battle war. Oh, 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 explode. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I'm gonna make a supersonic woman. Don't stop me,
hey, hey, hey!
Don't stop me, don't stop me, ooh, ooh, ooh!
I'm a lion.
Don't stop me, don't stop me!
Have a good time, good time!
Don't stop me, don't stop me!
Oh.
People think about alcohol and other drug addiction? Well, often people get rejected for it and made to feel ashamed. At SHARC, the Self-Help Addiction Resource Centre, we will never do that. First, we listen. We know that people can recover from alcohol and other drug problems. We know because we have been through it. At SHARC, we will actively support you to make meaningful choices about your own or your family members' addiction problems. We can help you to help yourself. Are you or is someone you care about using drugs? SHARC, supporting and caring for people with an alcohol or other drug problem and their families. 9572-1151. That's SHARC, 9572-1151.
This coverage is brought to you by Leader Newspapers, who via localfooty.com cover all the Community League football. Localfooty.com. The best player today will receive a $40 Rebel Sport voucher courtesy of Leader Newspapers. Leader Newspapers and the Southern Football League, a great combination.
This is your community radio station by the Bay, 88.3 Southern FM.
Welcome back. We are in the studio, the High Performance Show. My name is Andrew Jobling. I am very honoured to be sitting in the studio with Danette O'Brien. Danette, what's the that sort of is a bit sounds a bit Dutch. Danette?
Dutch.
Is it?
No.
What is it?
It's a variation on Danielle, so it's French.
Is that very good? What do you think? That's my French accent.
Very impressive.
I've been to Paris. Mm-hmm. I've stood on this Eiffel Tower. I know you're impressed. We're here talking about, I guess, the focus this week is well-being, because Danette is she's had 25 years in the corporate rat race. She ran herself ragged. She hammered herself. She was telling us, if you were listening early, if you just tuned in, telling us about her intestines being all over the place, and that's not a pretty visual, and she's a very pretty person, so you don't want to think about her intestines all over the place. However, she has got was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's disease 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and she now is currently living with that. But her message now is she's a life coach, but specializing in the health well-being side of things, because her passion is to inspire and empower people to do what they need to do to avoid the same scenario. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And as a lot of people know, that I also, that's my passion, because I lost my mum to cancer 4 years ago. So it is very, you know, that's an area that I'm extremely passionate about, is trying to help people do simple things, because it's not a big deal, really, is it? Being healthy. I mean, it's a big deal, but it's not that hard.
No, it takes a bit of effort, but once you're, once you've, I guess, agreed with yourself that you're going to make those changes, well, it's fantastic. The results are worth it.
But the thing, when you think about it, like, to be healthy just means maybe drink some more water. It means eat breakfast every day. It means, you know, try and spend a little bit of time with yourself every single day. It means trying to, you know, do a bit of exercise, do things that you enjoy. It's really, when you think about it, it's actually fun. Why is it then, in your experience, why is it that people, why is there such a high rate of disease? Why are people so stressed? Why is this happening, do you think?
I think a lot of us are in jobs that are probably making us very time poor. We're trying to please everybody at once. And really not taking that time to reflect on ourselves and what we need.
Okay, and we need a lot of things. I mean, when you think about it, to be healthy is more than just... And I know I read on your website, wellness is not just the absence of disease.
No.
Wellness is... What is wellness, Danette, as defined on your website? And I'm going to test you here on your homepage. You've got it there. You've got a definition of wellness. Am I going to put you on the spot here?
You are indeed.
Don't you hate
I
that?
I read that a while ago, but... Wow, where's my dictionary? No, it was... If I remember correctly...
It's okay. I'm getting your website now as we speak.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And here it comes.
I know it is something about deliberate effort.
Well, it's about... It's just more than just not being sick.
Yeah.
Wellness is about having a balance of things, isn't it? It's about having good relationships, and it's about... Your website's not coming up, unfortunately. But it's just about being happy and doing the things that give you joy and all that sort of stuff. So it really is a balance of things. Now... Because we understand that, you know, some of the statistics are pretty alarming at the moment. You know, the rate of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, autoimmune disease, all these things that were sort of never around 100 years ago, are because, as you said earlier, you know, everyone's so busy trying to please other people and work, and, you know, you've got to live up to the image, and you've got to have the house and the car and the family and the 2.3 kids, and you've got to, you know, be seen and all that sort of stuff. So we're always competing all the time. We're putting enormous pressure on ourselves. We don't enjoy pizza enough. Now, that's a very clever lead-in, Danette, don't you think?
Very clever.
Danette and I are doing a workshop on the... And this is because we recognise that, you know, like, there are people out there that would like to be healthier, but maybe are not 100% sure how to go about it. So Danette's come up with this workshop called Life is a Pizza. So make every slice count. Tell us a little bit about the workshop, Danette. What are we going to be sharing with people?
Well, we're not actually going to be cooking. Oh, some people might
be disappointed.
We're not
going to be eating
pizza? Well, maybe afterwards, but not there, no. So we're going to be discussing pizza.
Great.
The pizza is actually giving a very different spin on a life coaching tool, which is called the Wheel of Life or the Wheel of Happiness.
So we're now calling it the Pizza of Life. Is that what we're calling it?
That's right.
Nice.
And what we will be looking at that day is your individual pizza and breaking that up into slices. And we'll have a slice of gratitude, a slice of mindset, a slice of fun.
Sounds good.
A slice of living in the moment.
Yep.
Which is things like spirituality, relaxation and meditation. Physical, which is your exercise.
Yep.
Nutrition, relationships, and that all-important topic of rest. Sleep.
Cool. So it is about balance.
It is.
It's about balancing your life.
Yeah.
And it's teaching people, because a lot of people are way out of balance. They're way up on the career, busy lifestyle part of their pizza. So they've got one really big slice filled with busy stuff, and then a lot of other slices of their pizza are really quite bare and barren and tasteless.
Mm. But also, Andrew, with that, when you look at breaking your life down into these various slices, you can suddenly realise that... it can only take one of those areas to be out of balance, and that just knocks you totally out of kilter.
Mm.
And that's what you've got to get back in balance.
Okay, so how do people book in for this workshop, Danette? Because I know that there are people that would like to come and learn about how to create some balance with their well-being and get some hints and tips and stuff. Now, can you tell me when it is, where it is, and how they book?
Sure. It's being held on Sunday the 30th of August, so a great way to spend the last Sunday in winter.
Absolutely.
Being prepared for spring.
Getting ready for the good weather.
That's right. And it's going to be held at Hampton Community Centre, which is in Willis Street in Hampton, from 1 p.m. till 4 p.m. Cost is $95 per person.
What a bargain.
Definitely a bargain. And you can book through Andrew's website, which is andrewjobling.com.au, and there's a link in there for bookings.
Yes.
Or you can ring Andrew on 0414 973 315 or me on 0414 340 945.
And we're really good, aren't we?
We're amazing.
Oh, I wish we had someone else in here to blow our trumpets for us, but unfortunately it's just us, so we'll do as good a job as we can. Now, we have a competition running, so if you have done something, made some sort of positive change with your health, we want to know about it, and we also want to know how it's impacted your life. And we've already had a couple of responses, and it's actually really impressive what we've got coming through. So the number to SMS is 0414 973 315, or the number to call at the studio is 9583 0533. This is Southern FM 88.3. We're going to have a little bit of U2, and then we're going to come back with a little bit more with Danette. Here it comes. Don't hold your breath.
this morning with my mates on a fishing trip up north. It's a 5-hour drive, but I'll be right. Head straight through, get there before dark, set things up, get the fire going, have a couple of beers. Feels like I've been driving for ages. My mates have stopped talking and cracking jokes. They've all fallen asleep, so now I'm on my own. Bit tired, but no need to rest, not far to go. That smooth sounding road makes you feel like you're drifting on air, so relax.
Oh, trees!
If you're driving these holidays, make sure you take a break. A 15-minute power nap could save your life.
Everybody, Australia ignites with Helmut Lotti's 2009 national tour. Don't miss the smooth vocal talent of this international sensation and his Philharmonia Orchestra in this not-to-be-missed event. Helmut Lotti plays the Palais Theatre St Kilda, Friday 2nd of October. Tickets through Ticketmaster on 136 100 or book online at ticketmaster.com.au. Sponsoring Southern FM.
This is the sound of 88.3 Southern FM.
Yes, this is Southern FM 88.3 on the FM dial. Andrew Joblin coming at you live at 8 minutes to 2 on Saturday. Coming up for the big match of the round with the Southern Football League. Then that'd be pretty exciting for you. You're a bit of a football fan?
Not at all.
Can't believe I invited you onto the show. Anyway, no, only kidding, Danet. You've got a lot to offer, even though you don't follow football. Now, that last song, U2 Elevation, that was actually, I didn't mention, that was a request from Lynn. And now, Lynn, I have to apologise because I know Lynn will be listening because she does every week. She's just so loyal. She did request the La La song by Bob Sinclair and the Sugar Hill Gang, but unfortunately the Southern FM Music Bank didn't stock that one, Lynn. So you got your second request, which was Elevation by U2. So I hope you're happy with that, and if you're not, tough. Anyway, look, time is flying, Danette. We've had so much fun, haven't we?
It's not time to go yet, is
not
it?
Not yet. Nearly. We've been talking about being healthier because that's what Danette does. She's a coach. She's a health and wellbeing coach. So what now? What does that mean? Like, a health and wellbeing coach. So tell me what you do with your clients. I've put you on the spot there, haven't I? You weren't ready for that one.
Sure, I have. Well, basically, I help people who want to make changes that will positively impact their health and wellbeing. I do general life coaching as well, but I like to specialise in the health and wellbeing area.
Yep, cool. Now, I did a bit of scavenging of your website. Now, it is an excellent website, and again, it's www.goingmyway.net.au. Mm-hmm. Now, I said .com.au before, and that's why I couldn't get onto it. Gosh, I don't know, Danette, why you even bother with me? But that's the website, .net.au. And I was reading through some of your testimonials, and one really caught my eye. And this is what the testimonial said, because this is the key, because the sort of title was The answers were within.
Mm-hmm.
My life coaching experience was extremely positive. I had an issue relating to my fitness training that I couldn't resolve myself. I booked a telephone coaching with Danette, and I found her completely open to what I had to say. Her manner of listening and questioning helped me to delve deep inside. To find workable solutions. Danette helped me to realize the answers were already within me, but I needed her encouragement and thought-provoking questions to reveal them. Now, do you find that most people actually, and I know coaching is very much about asking questions and getting people thinking about and coming up with their own solutions, but do you think most people know what they need to do?
Yeah, I think that deep inside they do. There's a bit of a common misperception about engaging a coach. A lot of people think that they'll sit there with you and I'll tell them what they need to do. It doesn't work like that at all.
Huh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, can you actually do it for me? Like, if you go and do my exercise, can you maybe transfer it?
No.
Because, you know, I really don't like exercise. Do you like exercise?
I like the way it makes me feel afterwards.
Oh, you're another one of those, but yeah, I'm the same. I hate it. I really don't like it. And people go, well, but you used to be a personal trainer and you played footy and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, but isn't it, if you can change your perspective, and I think that's, as a coach, your goal is to help people see things from a slightly different perspective. As we said, get out of the woods and see the forest, you know, and they can look at things from a different perspective, and rather than focusing on the discomfort of the process, focus on the end result and how you're going to feel at the end of it. You know, if, and I think if people started thinking more about that and focusing more on how they wanted to look and feel and the things they wanted to do, then they would more readily do the things they needed to do. Like, getting breakfast is not that big a deal, but people tend not to do it, you know. But if they knew that eating breakfast was going to contribute to them being leaner and healthier and fitter, having more energy and all that sort of stuff, they'd probably eat it if they really focused on that. Do you think?
Yeah, whenever there's a reward at the end, I think that's what you've got to really do. Any goal that you set, regard that, the achievement of that, as a reward.
Now, we are running out of time, but I just wanted, you give 10% of all your money to charity. Tell me, what does that do for you to give, you know, a significant amount of your income to charity?
I think there's a lot of charities out there that are so worthy, and they just don't get the help that they need. There's a lot around these days that don't get any government funding. So for me, just to be able to do that, it's rewarding.
That's fantastic. So how does that help your well-being?
It helps me on a spiritual level.
Okay, and that's a big part of it. Yeah,
I know that I'm helping others through doing something which is quite a small token.
Well done. And I mean, it just shows that there's so much more to well-being than exercise and eating. You know, it's a whole way of life. It's a very holistic approach. It's a whole range of different things. Now, as we're running out of time, because it's now coming up to 3 minutes to two, these are our, we've got four responses from our for our challenge. These are for people that have SMS'd or sent us a message about the things they have done to increase their well-being and the positive response. And Dennett, you're going to choose a winner here. The first one was, I decided to start eating breakfast after feeling terrible and unable to lose fat. I feel better, have more energy, and I'm actually losing weight. That's Greg. Well done, Greg. Good decision by you. Jill said, I used to suffer from really debilitating migraines and nothing seemed to work. I started drinking 2 litres of water a day and within days they were gone, and I haven't had one since. That was 2 years ago. Pretty amazing.
Fantastic.
Pretty simple thing, just to drink some water, and to imagine they could have that sort of impact is pretty amazing. Matthew said, after many years of high stress in a corporate career, Dennett, you'll appreciate this. I have decided to follow my passion and have become a massage therapist for the last 6 months. I couldn't be happier, and I am healthier as a result. Well done, Matthew. And Evelyn said, I started spending 15 minutes per day of me time, and now I feel more focused for the whole day. That's Evelyn. So, Danette, out of those four, who's going to get the book? We've got Greg, who decided to start eating breakfast. We've got Jill, who had migraines and started drinking water. We've got Matthew, who had high stress and a corporate career and decided to be a massage therapist. And we have Evelyn, who started taking some time out for herself.
I'm going with the water girl.
Go the water girl.
Mm-hmm.
Jill, well done, Jill. You have a book, Eat Chocolate, Drink Alcohol and Be Healthy, coming your way. We're coming to the end of the show. Danette, thank you very much for being here. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and thank you for sharing your different perspective.
It's been fun. Thanks,
Andrew.
It
has been fun. You're welcome. And go to my website, andrewjobling.com.au, to book in for our workshop, which is, what's it called again? Life is a pizza, so make every slice count. Have a fabulous Saturday. We are now just about to head off to Match of the Round, and I will be back with the High Performance Show next Saturday.